4NXY.
Sir, KA3JCA.
And how you doing? This is David back to you, KF4NXY.
Hey, how are you doing today? I'm actually just been up about 20 minutes here, just laying here. Make sure Ashley gets up, gets ready for work, and lets the dogs out. So poor Sally's still here sleeping behind me.
Sally's not.
Oh, sorry. Sally says she's awake. She's just laying there resting. And then she asked how Miss Marie was doing.
She's doing pretty good. She's enjoying her retirement. She's sleeping a whole lot later than she used to. She used to have to get up at 4:30. Now, a lot of times she'll sleep in to 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Because that's what Sally likes to do, too. Like, she hasn't retired yet, but she takes every advantage of sleeping in early and going to bed early and just being, I want to use the word being lazy, but she's not being lazy. She's just trying to catch up on her rest there. KA3JCA.
Yeah, the thing with Marie, she's kind of catching up on years of not getting enough rest. So, yeah, I was, probably going to go back to bed for a little while this morning myself. I've been up just kind of watching the news and the weather and looking on the computer a little bit. And I figured Patrick might have gotten in the area by now, but I didn't hear him. So, I'm glad to see you're on the radio and doing fairly well.
I was there just to see if Patrick or Eric or Ken or anybody else is out there wanting to join us. But yeah, I think I'm back to a fairly good sleep pattern now. Back before, I was up so late at night that I was end up sleeping. I'd miss a lot of the guys, and then of course with my breathing issues, I was having a hard time talking, and I just didn't even do that. So. But I'm still staying busy, doing online testing and doing Ham Shack Hotline. And pretty much, I've been doing a lot of FT8 here lately, David.
Get my extra class ticket, and I even, signed up for that course. I forget who was running the thing, but it was kind of a online course, and I kind of got behind on it, and some of the math in that thing is a bit beyond me anyway, so, but I don't know, maybe I'll eventually get that done.
Well, if you know it, if you're talking about the classes that Gary Wise and David did, W4EEY, he has those on YouTube, but I think they're bookmarked. I think it's a 10-week course that you can download and watch them through YouTube after the fact. There's also if you get on the computer, there's a free, it's called hamstudy.org. You create a free account and you go into the study mode. And when you study the question pool for the extra class, it gives you the option of, you want to make sure you get your overall seat to 100%, because there's currently 602 questions for the 2024-2028 question pool for extra. And then if you can get your aptitude about 88%, you can take your test at a local club meeting or take it online. A lot of online testing, and I now offer testing every Saturday at my house at 4 o'clock. So anybody that wants to do testing, that this is a club meeting testing or something like that, I'm offering testing every Saturday at 4 p.m. KA3JCA.
Well, good to know. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Did you say Ham City was the name of the site?
Ham Study, Hotel Alpha Mike, Sierra Tango, Uniform Delta Yankee, .org, hamstudy.org. And when you go log into that, like I said, you can just follow the prompt. Go ahead. The account creation is free. You do not have to buy any software. Just use an internet browser, and you could download it. And they give you like three modes. You could actually do study mode, which I said, that randomly asks you questions. There's also a mode called read the questions, where you could go through and study each element of the exam, like for the extra, so E1 through E0, and then each of the sub-elements you could break down and study. It tells you how many questions are in each study, and then, of course, they offer the practice test that we highly recommend people take two or three of those before you schedule a test, because if you could pass three or four tests in a row, then you're ready to take, especially if you get your aptitude up to about 88%.
That sounds good. I'll check that out and start working on it again, because I would like to, you know, move on up to that. Well, I think I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee. It was good to catch you in here this morning. You have a good day, and I'll probably be back in here after a while. I got a friend of mine coming over this morning. We're going to go hang out for a little bit, but I'll probably be back this afternoon and be around for, you know, talk a little bit later on this afternoon. You have a good day, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
All right, David. Well, if I hear Patrick did this morning, I'll let him know you were in here. KL4NXY, KA3JCA, you bought it.
Morning, Richard. KO4HKX.
There, I'm sorry, Patrick. I tied up the radio, and you missed your chance to talk with David there. KA3JCA, good morning, sir.
Got in the vehicle and turned the radio on. You were telling them about hamstudy.org. So, how are you this morning, Richard? How are you and Miss Sally and Ashley?
Good. Sally's having some issues with her right arm. It's nothing heart-related. We don't know if it's a pinched nerve or not, but she goes to the orthopedist doctor Thursday this week. So we're going to find out what they say it's wrong with her arm.
Okay. Well, I hope it's nothing serious. It's just something minor and easy to take care of.
But she's praying for. She's, for some reason, just like numbness and heavy weight and very little feeling and a lot of pain. So it sounds like it's a nerve up near the collarbone before the actual shoulder, but it radiates down the whole arm, so... I know that when I had my rotator cuff surgery, they gave me not a spinal block, but a nerve block. That's what I wanted to say. And they went in right between my neck and my clavicle area of my collarbone and put a block in there so that when they did the surgery, that when the surgery was over with and the block wore off, I had less pain after the surgery than I would have had if I would not have had it done. KA3JCU.
After that, sounds like a smart plan. But other than that, everybody doing okay?
Yes, they are. Sally is, picking back up at work again because things slowed down there. Is it always a month or two in there where things really, really slow down for health care? And then as we start getting closer to August and September, everybody's gearing up for training for Medicare, Medicaid, all that typical insurance stuff that that people have to fill out for their health needs and so forth. And Ashley, she's working pretty good at her job with that mortgage company, and they've had some people leave, so she's been able to get a lot more overtime.
Good deal. Glad everything seems to be working out for you for a little bit here. I know you've had a rough go the last little bit, so it's good to hear everything's kind of smoothing out.
How's you been doing? How's the the tool business they're doing. You're doing, staying pretty busy yourself?
It's been up and down. I've had some good weeks, and I've had some not so good weeks, and so it's kind of averaging out where it's okay. It's that time of year, vacations, back to school, everybody buying back to school supplies, and that kind of thing, so it's nothing unusual, but I'm just worried about the next 6 months or 8 months here, so hopefully nothing drastic happens.
That's good. Took a pause there to see if Ken or Eric is joining us this morning, or Andrew, or anyone else. KA3JCA in the group.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ken. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Over here, and I had to remember my sunglasses to put them back in the car, so I'll be in good shape this afternoon.
It's like afternoon. It was like really stormy and cloudy and dark skies over here. No need for sunglasses yesterday. KA3JCA.
A little bit at the beginning, but yeah, so these are driving lenses, so when it's really pouring down rain really bad and a lot of road spray and that, it helps you see a lot better.
For HGX. Yep. What brand of glasses is that?
Sunglasses, but they're with driving lenses. Got the, they don't look like they, you know, they're really dark enough for anything, you know, to cut out any sunlight or whatever, but man, it makes all the colors and images pop and everything, and man, you can see fantastic out of them.
Yeah, when it's raining like that and then the sun comes out, that's when it gets bad. That's spray and mist, that glare, and probably just polarized.
You see about twice as far in that bad weather with them on.
Check into that next time I go to the eye doctor, which shouldn't be too far off. Time for me to go again and see about getting a new prescription.
Driving lenses.
I mean, I was watching the actual traffic on 85 and how it's starting to pick up, but all the drive times that W4YFF or whatever announces are still in the green. So, but yeah, there's a good chance of rain today, and it's supposed to be 90s plus today.
Mid yesterday for sure, KN4 TFW.
It was KO4HKX. It was very humid yesterday. Then the sun come out for a little while, and then it got a deluge over in Berea.
You know what? I mean, I didn't get to experience the humidness, but I did see the storm and the haze and the moisture as the storm passed. And then, of course, it starts heating that moisture up off the ground and just the concrete and the roadway. It's like a steam bath, KA3JCA.
Luckily for me, I was finishing up my day when the rain hit. All I had left to do was get diesel fuel and drive up to park the truck, and it didn't even rain up there.
The car about a minute before the bottom fell out.
Imagine that can, on those days that it's really, really, really nasty. Imagine the inside of your truck. You have to lay out a lot of carpet or mats or whatever to keep the water and the mud and the wetness down out of your truck, huh?
And guys won't come out to the truck when it's like that. I blame them, but so it's generally not too bad. And the floor of the truck has got that, it's a real thick vinyl with the dots on it like you used to see going into a grocery store or any kind of store right at the doors. It's got 1-inch dots on it. So it's made for being in environments like that.
I'm going to let you guys pick it up for a second. I'm going to go see what Ashley needs there. I'll be listening in the background, sir. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. Tell Miss Sally, Miss Ashley, we said hey. KN4TFW.
3 Richard, KO4HX. Time for me to make the jump to 285. KO4HX, QSY.
Roger that. KN4TFW, QSY.